Hello, my dears. I will show here how you can easily assemble your own IoT Wi-Fi controller from ready-made modules, ESP8266, power supply, relay. In the example version, it will allow us to turn on, off, one device via the internet. It will be like a Sonoff DIY version with a detailed description of the next steps. For the project, I will use ready, free Tasmota firmware for ESP. In addition, I will also present how you can conveniently control Tasmota devices from a free phone application without the use of an intermediary / broker. The theme, of course, is intended for slightly less advanced users. Rather, experienced here will not learn much. Entry, of course, the Sonoff itself does not make sense to make it yourself because it can be easily purchased. But the method shown here is universal. It allows you to make any Wi-Fi controlled layout. A lot can be done without recompiling the Tasmota firmware. This soft allows you to set what is on which ESP pins via the website. And even more possibilities open up when you are ready to do your own firmware compilation and know a bit of the C language. In the same way, you can also transfer any ready-made smart home device based on ESP8266, e.g., from Blitzwolf, to Tasmota and use it normally with open-source software, free from the intermediation of the manufacturer's cloud. Some often have various allegations that the manufacturer can, for example, track and save user activities, and the process from the subject excludes this risk. Modules used: easy to buy modules for the project. First of all, the Wi-Fi module, i.e. the board with ESP8266. Here, ESP8266-01. Some photos from the auction. Leads. Note, ESP8266 is powered from 3.3 volt. 5 volt voltage will damage it. 5 volt power supply. The smaller the better, but it must provide sufficient current for the ESP and for what we want to connect. Current measurements at 5 volt for ESP8266-01 and one relay are placed at the end of the topic. Parameters. Photos. The power supply above is of course a flyback switching power supply, based on the AP8012 chip. On the secondary side, there is also a TL431, i.e., a precise reference voltage source, under the large capacitor connecting the secondary side with the primary side, there is an optocoupler. At the output, this power supply has two electrolytic capacitors and a choke, which together form a filter, but there is no fuse at the input, so one should also be supplied loose. I chose the fuse from an old 5-volt power supply of similar power. 5-volt relay. The SRD05VDC-SLC is very popular. Internal diagram, pins, photo. Additionally, some USB to UART converter to upload the batch to ESP, or ESP to USB programmer. 3.3 volt LDO regulator for ESP power supply. I had the MCP1702 on hand, and I regularly use the TC1264 transistor to turn on the relay. I used BC547. The diode that is connected in parallel to the relay winding can be 1N4148. Button, few capacitors. 100 nanofarad before LDO, 100 nanofarad after LDO. Some electrolytic after LDO. Gold pin 4x2 socket for ESP, and additionally, better also for the power supply, so that it can be easily removed. Small items, resistors, jumpers. Below, I'll walk you through the step-by-step procedure for assembling your own Sonoff. Step 1. ESP8266 Programming. First, you need to upload the appropriate soft on the ESP8266. You can do it with any USB UART adapter, HW-597. This adapter supports the 3.3-volt UART logic level required by ESP8266. In order to set it, you need to put a jumper on the VCC and 3.3 volt pins. However, we cannot power the ESP8266 from the 3.3 volt pin there, because it has too low current efficiency. you need to connect the 3.3-volt LDO regulator to 5-volt from USB. It is also derived on the adapter. In addition, we need 10K resistors on RST and CHPD. Details below. It is worth knowing that, for example, in the case of another module with ESP, e.g. something from Tuya, you may need to put a pull-up resistor on IO0. But the board used in this topic already has this resistor on it, so I did not put it on the diagram. I made these connections on the B.